Welcome to Edmonton Social Planning Council's blog post. This post is titled Diwali, Festival of Lights, and is written by Ankur Sabidi. Diwali is a festival of lights and one of the most important festivals practiced by Hindus, Jains, and Sikhs. Diwali is also called Deepawali and Tihar in Nepal. There are also other names for Diwali such as Deepawali, Tihir, Yama Panchak, and Swanti. Yama Panchak translates to the 5 days of Lord Yama, the god of death. The festival Diwali has acquired its name from the row of clay lamps that the festival observers light outside their homes to symbolize the inner light that protects them from spiritual darkness. Diwali is a 5 day long festival, and it falls on a different date each autumn, timed to the Hindu lunar calendar, though it usually falls in October or November. As the festival is celebrated over the course of 5 days, each day has its own significance. Day 1. The first day of Diwali is called Dhanteras, the worship of wealth. Goddess Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and finances, is worshipped on this day, and the entire day is dedicated to cleaning and decorating homes and purchasing small items of gold. Day 2. The second day of Diwali is called Narak Chaturdashi. The significance of this day is rooted in the legend of Lord Krishna's resounding victory over the vicious demon Narakasura, who had abducted the gopis, consorts and devotees of Lord Krishna. People keep their homes tidy on this day and use flowers and scented oils to maintain positive vibrations. Rangolis, or artistic patterns made of rice flour and water, can be found at the threshold of every house. A diya, a lighted lamp or a candle that signifies a fire deity, is placed in each room as well as in the backyard through the night. Day 3. The third day of Diwali is called Lakshmi Puja. It is the main day and the most festive day of the festival when clay lamps, candles, and fireworks are common sights. There are several legends associated with this day. One of them is that according to Ramayana, the Hindu Sanskrit epic, Lord Rama had finally arrived home. Ayodhya, after 14 years of exile on this day, and was greeted with a sparkling row of lights radiating from every household. Another intriguing legend associated with this day is that of Nikiketka, a young boy. He was convinced that Lord Yama, the god of death, was terrifying to look at. Lord Yama is said to have appeared before him on this day. Nikiketka was taken aback by Yama's friendly demeanor. Yama explained the complexities of life and death to Nekahatma on this auspicious day, which made him realize that the ultimate reality of life is death and the significance of the perpetual cycle of life. It is also perceived that the goddess Lakshmi likes cleanliness and that she will visit the cleanest house first to shower her blessings, so people keep their houses spotlessly clean and sanitary on Diwali. Lamps are lit in the evening to welcome her and are believed to light up her path. Day 4. The fourth day of Diwali is Govardhan Puja, the spiritual harvest day, also called Padwa. It is the day when Lord Krishna defeated Indra, the god of rain and thunderstorm, by lifting the huge Govardhan mountain. People make a small hillock, usually of cow dung, symbolizing Govardhan, and worship it. According to Hindu mythology and religious manuscripts like Bhagavati Purana, Govardhan Puja is celebrated to commemorate the day when Lord Sri Krishna lifted the Govardhan mountain to provide shelter from torrential rains caused by Lord Indra to destroy the villages of Vrindavan. Day 5. The last day of Diwali is Bhadush. It is special in that it is entirely focused on the intense love shared between a brother and a sister. The festival is tied to the fable story of Lord Yama and his sister Yami's brotherly love. Lord Yama decided to see his sister again after a long time apart. He was moved by the warmth and hospitality she displayed when he went to meet her. Yami gave her brother a warm welcome and showed him the utmost respect by applying a tilak to his forehead to commemorate the event. Yamraj blessed her and declared that any brother who greets his sister on this day will live a long life. Happy Diwali and Subha Deepawali are the phrases used to wish Diwali greetings and wellness to each other. There are several Diwali events hosted by temples and Gurudwaras in the community of Edmonton for celebration. Finally, the 5 days of Diwali are marked by high-pitched enthusiasm and religiosity. The entire 5-day celebration of Diwali strengthens interpersonal ties as people rise above differences in caste and creed to embrace the divine light of unity. Ankur Sabidi is a volunteer with the Edmonton Social Planning Council and is a social work student at the University of Calgary. Having completed the social work diploma from Northwest College, Ankur comes with a diverse background in community involvement and is presently working towards her registered social worker designation. Ankur recently connected with Edmonton Social Planning Council to give back to the community. To enjoy more of our blog posts or to learn more about Edmonton Social Planning Council, please visit our website at www.edmontonsocialplanning.ca or follow us on social media at Edmonton SPC. Thank you for listening.